Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. On Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors voted 3-2 to revise the emergency ordinance passed in March in response to issues between protesters outside the courthouse and those who work there, as well as the public who visit to conduct business. Supervisor Mark Lovelace introduced the motion the supervisors passed to revisit the ordinance, attempting to find a balance between free speech issues and creating a nuisance that interferes with the everyday business of government.
Well, I had opposed a couple of elements of the urgency ordinance at the time that we first looked at it. While I strongly agree that the situation out in front of the courthouse has gotten out of hand, and there's a lot of things that are being done out there in the name of free speech that I think have nothing to do with free speech.
Lovelace expanded on some of the provisions in the ordinance that he and Ryan Sundberg, as well as Virginia Bass, agree need to be addressed.
There were two components of it that at the time I objected to. One was the curfew, saying that no one could be out there between the hours of 9:30 p.m. and 6 a.m., and the other was the ban on any kinds of tables, freestanding signs, displays, things of that sort. And both of those went against both our repeated statements that I and other members of the board and our CAO had made over time, assuring people that, you know, we support their right to be out there 24/7.
The city of Eureka went out and removed lounge chairs and other materials from in front of the courthouse after numerous complaints about the gathering that seemed to have little to do with protest of government action. The county and the city of Eureka have formed a committee that will continue to work on revising the ordinance so that it's fair to all. The fireworks show in Eureka must go on, at least according to those raising money for this year's Sky Concert, which includes the pyrotechnics synchronized with music. Volunteers gathered this morning at the Best Western Bayshore Inn and received checks from local donors totaling some $23,000, about $10,000 short of this year's fundraising goal, according to coordinator Mike Jones. Between them, the Bayshore Inn, Schaefer's Ace Hardware, Mercer Fraser, and Rotary donated the sum, and there's plenty more promised, according to Jones. But you can still make a contribution to the effort by contacting the City of Eureka, which channels all the money for the fundraising effort. The fireworks show is scheduled for the night of July 4th along the boardwalk in Old Town. And First District Supervisor Jimmy Smith sat down with Brian Papstein on Talk Shop this afternoon to shed some light on his decision to resign his position effective as of August 3rd. We excerpted some of what Jimmy Smith had to say, and you can hear that following the break. You can also listen to the entire interview by going to our website, KINS1063.com. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Do you want your children to be active this summer and not sit in front of the couch playing video games? Sign them up for Boys and Girls Sports Camps at St. Bernard's. Children ages 8 to 13 will be taught to enjoy sports and learn fundamentals as well as teamwork. We offer a variety of sports camps and offer discounts on multiple signups. Contact St. Bernard's at 443-2735.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The news that First District Supervisor Jimmy Smith was planning on resigning his seat due to medical issues caught many by surprise. But health concerns aside, Smith knew it was time to step down a while ago. And that's one reason he did not run for re-election.
I knew this was my last term a long time ago. You know, we had talked about it discreetly in the past, but it was coming up planned retirement. It is definitely time and has been for me to move on.
Smith has submitted a letter of resignation to both the Board of Supervisors and the Governor's Office, although he had planned on finishing out his term and not being forced to step aside due to his health.
This circumstance just is significant interference in what my plans were to retire, and it did force me to make some decisions, which were mine and Jackie's, and also the physicians that made some strong recommendations about when this happened to me before. I was 40 as compared to, you know, 60, so it's not so easy to bounce back.
The board voted unanimously to approve and support a proposal sent to the governor to appoint Rex Bone, who just won the first district seat in a three-way race, to fill out the rest of Jimmy Smith's term. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.